Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 5th, 2014, and on today's podcast, we continue our look at the Ukraine. We have to do that. It is still the biggest story in the world, so we continue our look at the unfolding crisis in Ukraine and Crimea as Secretary of State John Kerry is in Kiev today, the capital city of Ukraine, offering to the new Ukrainian government a $1 billion loan guarantee paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. Apparently, Ukraine's government in deep financial trouble long before the coup, and now the new government says it needs $35 billion, not $1 billion, but $35 billion to survive. For 2 years, Russia had offered $15 billion to the old government, but now that offer has been withdrawn thanks to the coup. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Kerry made the rounds last Sunday for the Sunday talk shows before leaving for Kiev. And he said some pretty interesting things on those talk shows, interesting things about Russia. Quote, "You just don't invade another country on phony pretext in order to assert your interest." Well, who would know better than John Kerry about invading other countries on phony pretext? He goes on, continuing to quote, "This is an act of aggression that is completely trumped up in terms of its pretext. It's really 19th century behavior in the 21st century." This is Mr. Kerry once again. He is an expert on acts of aggression and trumped up pretext. Well, I ask you folks, for its chief diplomat, in effect, its foreign minister of a great nation like the United States, which is worse, a fool or a knave? Well, you don't have to choose, fortunately. With Mr. Kerry, you get both. Perhaps I'm being too hard on him. He was, after all, just echoing the tough, hard-nosed negotiating stance set by his boss, President Obama. Mr. Obama threatened economic sanctions against Russia for taking control of the Crimean Peninsula, which, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know has been Russian property for centuries. But still, criticized by Mr. Obama, Mr. Putin's response to the threat of economic sanctions was that he would somehow try to figure out a way to avoid using the U.S. dollar for international transactions from now on. An economic aide, Sergei Glazyev, put it this way, quote, "We would find a way not just to reduce our dependency on the U.S. to zero, but to emerge from those sanctions with great benefit to ourselves." Russia already bypasses the dollar in trading with China, and it has leverage, especially in energy, with its number one trading partner, the European Union. In other words, sanctions have no chance whatsoever of working or of holding once imposed. For one example, President Obama thought that kicking Putin out of the G8 might be a good idea and might have an effect. So he said, if you don't do what we want, you might not get to be in our G8 club anymore. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel said to that proposal, no way, no way is that going to happen. Why would Germany be so opposed to removing Russia from the G8? Well, because Germany gets 36% of its gas, virtually all the gas it uses to heat its homes, from Russia, a source that would be very difficult, if not impossible, to replace. Do you remember, folks, when we had American presidents who understood how to talk to and negotiate with Russian leaders? Kennedy and Khrushchev come to mind, Nixon and Brezhnev, Reagan and Gorbachev. Now we are isolated in dealing with Putin, isolated in the world in our rhetoric in dealing with this man. Let's go back once again and revisit Mr. Kerry's original statement for a few minutes. It's laughable, but sad would be a better term. If you set out to lecture someone on the rule of law and abiding by international law, shouldn't you at least have the appearance of being a law-abiding person yourself? It would be hard to find a better example of the term hypocrite than the current United States and its government. A few things to consider. Number one, the illegal invasion of Iraq, bombing raids, drone strikes, special forces assaults, kidnappings, assassinations all over the world. Panama, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Grenada, Bosnia, Yugoslavia, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, Libya, to name a few. On the other hand, we have Russia apparently trying to protect its base and its citizens in the Crimean Peninsula, a traditional part of Russia, at the same time with a casualty rate of zero at this time, apparently zero. It appears that after Bush Obama, the U.S. has forfeited any right to the moral high ground on international law, any right whatsoever, and of the American empire. Well, it seems, folks, sooner or later, every empire has its vandals. At least that's the way it seems to me. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.